Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to try and help you sort through something that can be, honestly, a little bit confusing. And that's the difference between life coaches and therapists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're feeling a bit stuck or you're thinking about making a change, but you're just not sure which direction to turn.
Right.
So we're going to break it all down for you. And to do that, we're using two sources.
Okay.
First, there's this YouTube video from today featuring a life coach named Rita Williams.
Interesting.
And then there's this great article we found called When is the Right Time to Hire a Life Coach?
Okay.
So throughout this deep dive, we're going to look at what each of these professionals actually does.
Yeah.
When you might want to reach out to one.
Mm-hmm.
And even some tips on finding the right fit for you.
That's right. We're really going to try to dig into all of it, give you the information you need to make a decision.
Exactly. Now, Rita Williams, in the Today video, she makes this really clear distinction between therapists and life coaches. It's almost like they're working on completely different timelines, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean.
So with therapists, it seems like they're often helping you kind of unpack the past and really understand how it's affecting your present, things like maybe past traumas you've experienced, maybe some mental health concerns, or even just some deeper emotional patterns that might be holding you back.
Exactly. It's a lot of looking inward and understanding how you got to where you are now.
And then on the flip side, you've got the life coaches.
Yeah.
And they're all about looking ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Life coaches are very future focused.
Okay.
It's all about where you want to go and how you're going to get there. So they help you clarify your goals, for example, then create a plan to achieve them. And, you know, one of the biggest things they do is they provide support and accountability to actually make those goals a reality.
I see. So they're not just there for the planning phase. They're with you for the whole journey.
Exactly. It's about taking action and staying on track. And a good coach will be there every step of the way to support you through that.
That's really interesting because the article we have, it actually compares life coaches to personal trainers for your goals. And I'm curious, what do you make of that analogy?
I think that's a really helpful starting point.
Okay.
Especially, you know, when you consider the variety of areas that life coaches can help with.
Right.
For example, you might have someone who specializes in career coaching.
Okay.
Helping you maybe navigate job changes
or
promotions or even, you know, starting your own business.
Right. Or maybe even someone who focuses on relationships, helping you improve your communication with others, build stronger connections.
Right.
Or maybe even navigate dating.
Exactly. There are so many different areas where coaching can be applied.
And the article also talks about how life coaches can help you develop better habits, improve your time management, or even just gain more clarity about what you want out of life. You know, that whole personal growth thing that everybody's talking about these days.
Right, right.
I've actually been wondering about that myself. What exactly is personal growth? It seems like a pretty broad term.
Yeah, it is a broad term. And I think it's definitely worth clarifying because it's often at the heart of what life coaching is all about. So personal growth, it's essentially the ongoing process of understanding yourself better, developing your skills and talents, and basically becoming the best version of yourself. It's about expanding your horizons, stepping outside your comfort zone, and continuously evolving as a person.
So it's not just about achieving a specific goal.
No.
It's more about the journey of becoming a more well-rounded and fulfilled individual.
Precisely. And, you know, while therapy can play a crucial role in addressing deeper emotional issues that might be hindering personal growth, life coaching often picks up where therapy leaves off. It's about helping you translate that inner work into tangible action and positive change in your life.
Okay. So we've got therapists focusing on the past and the present, and they're helping you heal and understand yourself better. And then we've got the life coaches, and they're all about the future. They're helping you create a plan and take action to achieve your goals and ultimately experience that personal growth. But how do you know when you might actually need one or the other? Or, you know, maybe even both?
That's a great question. And, you know, the article actually lays out a few signs that you might need a life coach. And I think some of them might surprise you.
Yeah, the first one really struck me. It's that feeling of being stuck, you know, despite putting in the effort. It's like you're running on a treadmill. Going through the motions, but not really getting anywhere.
And that can be so frustrating, right? You're putting in the work, you're doing all the things you're supposed to be doing, but you're still feeling like you're hitting a wall.
It's like, you know what you should be doing, but you just can't seem to make it happen.
Exactly. And that's where a life coach can really step in and help you bridge that gap between knowing and doing. They can help you identify the underlying beliefs or patterns that might be holding you back, you know?
Okay.
Create a plan that actually works for your unique circumstances and hold you accountable for taking those consistent actions that lead to real change.
So it's not just about having someone tell you what to do.
No.
It's about having someone who helps you uncover your own answers and then supports you in actually implementing them.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes this point. Life coaches are not there to give you all the answers or tell you how to live your life. They're there to guide you, to ask the right questions, and empower you to find your own solutions.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I can see how that approach could be really empowering, especially for someone who is maybe feeling lost or directionless.
Absolutely. It's all about helping you tap into your own inner wisdom and potential.
So feeling stuck is one sign. What are some of the other indicators that coaching might be a good fit? Well, the article also points to career uncertainty as a common reason people seek out coaching. It's that feeling of being at a crossroads, you know?
Uh-huh.
Not sure whether to climb the ladder in your current field.
Right.
Or maybe take a leap and do something totally different.
And it's not even always about just big career shifts either.
Okay.
Sometimes it's about wanting to find more purpose in the work that you're already doing.
I see.
Or maybe improve that work-life balance.
Yeah.
Or even develop, you know, leadership skills to take on new challenges.
Right. So you might actually be successful in your career.
Mm-mm.
But still kind of feeling like something's missing.
Yeah.
Or like you're not reaching your full potential.
Exactly. And, you know, a life coach can help you explore those feelings, clarify your values, and ultimately create a career path that aligns with your goals and aspirations.
Speaking of alignment, another sign the article mentions is struggling to balance work and personal life.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something a lot of us can relate to, you know.
For sure.
Especially in today's always-on culture.
It's so easy to get caught up in that hustle, you know, constantly striving for more and then, you know, neglecting our own well-being.
Right.
Or even the relationships that matter most.
And I imagine that's where a life coach can help you set boundaries, prioritize what's truly important, and create, well, a more sustainable and fulfilling lifestyle.
Absolutely. They can really help you identify those energy drains.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, overcommitting or people-pleasing or simply just not making time for yourself.
Yeah.
And then they work with you to develop those strategies to reclaim your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters.
Now, all of these signs, they seem to point to situations where coaching could be really beneficial.
Hmm.
But the article also mentions that coaching, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about just following a set of instructions or getting quick fixes.
Right. And that's where the importance of finding the right coach really comes in. You know, just like therapists, coaches have different personalities.
Yeah.
They have areas of expertise and they have approaches to their work.
Rita Williams in the Today video, she actually talks about this.
Oh, okay.
She says it's crucial to find a coach who you connect with on a personal level.
Yeah.
Someone you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Someone you feel comfortable opening up to.
And I think that's so important because coaching is such a deeply personal journey.
Yeah.
You're sharing your hopes, your fears, your vulnerabilities with this person. So you really want to make sure you feel safe and supported in that space.
The article also suggests asking potential coaches about their credentials and experience.
Yes, definitely. It's really important to understand their background, you know, and what qualifies them to help you in your specific area of need. You know, are they certified by a reputable coaching organization? Do they have experience working with people who have similar goals or challenges to yours?
And beyond just credentials, I imagine coaching style is also a pretty big factor, right?
Absolutely.
Because some people might prefer a coach who's maybe a little more direct and challenging,
mm-hmm.
while others might need someone who's more nurturing and supportive.
Exactly. The article actually uses this really great analogy.
Okay.
It talks about the gentle guide versus the boot camp instructor.
Oh, I like that.
I think it really perfectly captures those different coaching styles.
Yeah.
So, you know, a gentle guide might be someone who, you know, gently nudges you out of your comfort zone, provides a lot of encouragement and positive reinforcement.
Okay.
And really helps you build confidence gradually.
And a boot camp instructor, that would be someone who is more, well, more direct, right?
Yay.
Pushes you harder.
Yeah.
Kind of holds you accountable with a firmer hand.
Exactly. And neither approach is inherently, you know, better or worse.
Right.
It's really about finding a style that resonates with you and aligns with your personality and your needs.
So how do you actually figure out what style works best for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you could just ask them straight up, are you a gentle guide or a boot camp instructor?
Right. Well, a lot of coaches, they actually offer free initial consultations,
okay,
which are essentially just a chance to, you know, get to know each other
mm-hmm.
and see if it's a good fit. You can really use that time to ask about their coaching style, their approach to working with clients, and even just share a little bit about your own goals and what you're hoping to get out of coaching.
That's great advice. And I love that most coaches offer those consultations.
And
you know, it really takes some of the pressure off.
Right.
You can really get a sense of their personality and whether you feel comfortable with them before making any kind of commitment.
Absolutely. It's a great way to, you know, test the waters and see if it's the right fit for you.
And speaking of commitments, let's talk about, you know, the elephant in the room, the cost of coaching. And Rita Williams addresses this in the Today video. And she's actually very upfront about the fact that, you know, it is an investment.
Right.
She mentions that both therapy and coaching can range anywhere from $100 to $500 per hour.
Wow.
Depending on the coach's experience, their location, you know, other factors like that.
And while insurance is more likely to cover therapy, you know, it's always worth checking with your provider about coverage for coaching or even asking potential coaches about sliding scales or payment plans.
Yeah, that's a good point. Rita also encourages people to think about it as an investment in themselves rather than just another expense.
And that's such an important mindset shift. You know, you're investing in your personal growth,
yes,
your well-being, your future. You're really investing in those tools and support you need to create the life that you want.
Okay. So you've done your research.
Mm.
You found a coach who seems like a good fit, and you're ready to start working together. What can you do to make sure you get the most out of the coaching experience?
Well, I think one of the key takeaways from both the Today video and the article is the importance of active participation. You know, coaching is not a passive process.
Right.
It's not about just showing up to sessions and expecting the coach to magically solve all your problems.
Right. So it's about being engaged, being open-minded, and really being willing to put in the work between sessions.
Exactly. The article talks a lot about the importance of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're making a commitment to yourself.
Yeah.
You're making a commitment to your growth, to the process of change. And that means showing up fully, being honest with yourself and your coach, and actually taking action on the insights and strategies you develop together.
You know, it's almost like a partnership, right?
Yeah.
You and your coach are working together to achieve your goals.
Yes, exactly. And like any successful partnership, you know, it requires clear communication, mutual respect, and really that shared commitment to the outcome.
The article also stresses the importance of accountability.
Mm.
You know, it's not enough to just have a plan.
No.
You need to have someone who helps you stay on track.
Right.
And make progress.
And that's where a coach can be incredibly valuable. They can help you break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps.
Oh.
They can provide that encouragement and support, you know, when you hit those inevitable roadblocks.
Yeah.
And they can really celebrate those wins with you along the way.
So it's not just about having someone to cheer you on, but also having someone who helps you stay focused
mm-hmm.
and motivated, especially when things get tough.
Exactly. And a good coach will also help you develop the self-awareness and the accountability to eventually become, you know, your own best coach.
Oh, that's a great point. It's not about becoming dependent on the coach forever.
No.
It's about learning those tools and skills you need to navigate life's challenges.
Right.
And achieve your goals, but independently.
And that's ultimately what personal worth is all about, right? It's about empowering yourself to create the life that you want, become the best version of yourself, and just continuously learn and evolve as a person.
So finding the right coach, it's just the first step. The real journey begins when you start actively participating.
Yeah.
Committing to the process.
Yeah.
And really embracing those challenges
mm-hmm.
and rewards that come with personal growth.
And remember, you know, it is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs. There will be setbacks and breakthroughs.
Yeah.
The key is to keep moving forward, keep learning, keep growing.
And speaking of keeping things moving, I think it's time to maybe shift gears and wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From recognizing the signs that you might need a coach to understanding the importance of finding the right fit. You know, and actively participating in the process.
Indeed, we've really explored the practicalities of coaching, you know, the different styles and approaches and really those essential elements of a successful coaching relationship.
But before we wrap up this whole deep dive into the world of life coaches and therapists, I think it's important to circle back to something we talked about a little bit earlier, you know, the idea that coaching, well, it isn't always the answer.
Right.
Sometimes therapy might actually be the more appropriate choice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's so crucial to remember that coaching and therapy, while they can definitely complement each other, they really do serve distinct purposes and address different needs.
And, you know, I think it's easy to get swept up in all the excitement, you know, all the buzz around personal growth and goal setting.
Yeah.
Especially with how popular coaching has become.
Right.
But you really do have to be honest with yourself about what kind of support you actually need.
Absolutely. Coaching is a powerful tool for personal and professional development. But it's not a replacement for therapy. So if you're dealing with, let's say, deeper emotional issues, past trauma, or maybe mental health concerns like anxiety or depression, therapy should really be that first step.
So maybe some signs that therapy might be a better fit would be things like, well, you know, experiencing persistent sadness or hopelessness, having difficulty managing your emotions, or struggling with those negative thought patterns that are really impacting your everyday life.
Precisely. And while a life coach can certainly help you develop coping mechanisms and build resilience, a therapist is actually trained to address those underlying causes of these issues.
Okay.
And provide the necessary support and interventions to really help you heal and move forward.
And I think it's also really important to point out that therapists and life coaches, well, they often work together.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So you might see a therapist to address those deeper emotional wounds and then work with a coach to kind of build on that foundation and achieve those goals.
They can be incredibly complementary in that way. You know, therapy provides that healing and self-awareness you need to even embark on a personal growth journey. And then coaching can help you translate that inner work into tangible action and lasting change in your life.
So it's about finding the right support for your own individual needs.
Exactly.
And recognizing that there's no shame in asking for help.
Right.
Whether it's from a therapist, a coach, or even both.
Absolutely. And as we've kind of discussed throughout this whole deep dive, both therapy and coaching are really investments in your well-being, your personal growth, and really your overall quality of life.
We've covered so much ground in this episode. I mean, from understanding the distinct roles of life coaches versus therapists to exploring those signs that, you know, you might benefit from their support and navigating that process of finding the right fit. We even delved into, you know, the practical side of coaching, like the cost and the importance of being actively involved in the process.
And I think throughout this discussion, you know, we've seen how both the Today video, that one featuring Rita Williams, and the article, When is the Right Time to Hire a Life Coach, really offer valuable insights and practical advice to help you make, you know, more informed decisions about your own personal journey.
But as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question inspired by our deep dive here.
Okay.
If you could achieve one major goal in the next year with the support of a coach, what would it be?
Ooh.
You know, take a moment to really ponder that. What possibilities, what doors open up when you have, you know, that guidance, that accountability right there by your side?
That's such a powerful question to consider. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like this massive life-altering goal.
Right.
It could be something, you know, seemingly small but deeply meaningful to you, something that would bring you, you know, more joy or more fulfillment or even just a sense of accomplishment.
Exactly. The most important thing is to identify something that really resonates with you and then, you know, take those first steps towards making it a reality.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, this deep dive has sparked a little bit of that inspiration for you.
And if you're feeling inspired to explore the world of coaching or therapy further, you know, don't forget about those resources that we've discussed today. They can provide really valuable information and guidance as you embark on your own, well, your own personal growth journey.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful, empowering, and maybe, just maybe, even a little bit life-changing. We'll see you next time.